For you, being named the Poet Laureate, it seems to be less a prestigious position and more so responsibility, because it sounds as if you're going to get out there and you're going to be in the community doing things.
Teach a lot of my poetry writing classes, yeah. And I also has classes like in libraries or at Marion University or at neighborhood centers, so I don't just work here. I also work out in community centers or libraries, different places.
Poetry, it's not a lost art, but in the public school system, the art programs are losing funding left and right. You being named Poet Laureate, do you think that you can have an impact on this in any way?
That really concerns me, because I think the arts are so important in the schools. I know I was so fortunate when I was a junior, there was a poet in the schools. She was going to Purdue University, but she had a grant from the Indiana Arts Commission to go into the schools, and so I studied with her, and she gave me, you know, personal encouragement, and she met with me in the class and also individually, and she just, you know, really made a difference.
It's great to have people in our lives that can make a difference. Well, I'm wondering is, when was it that you decided to be different and become a published poet?
Well, I started actually, when we were in eighth grade, my family moved from a small town of Markle, Indiana, to Somalia. My dad was filling in as a doctor there at a Mennonite hospital. That's where I think it was maybe through osmosis, because I didn't know it later, but Somalia is a land of poetry. I loved the desert and the ocean, which were so different from my experience, and so I started writing poems there. Then when I came back to Indiana, I think I saw things differently. I mean, the things that I'd taken for granted, you know, and then I wanted to write about nature there too. I think I see that as a kind of coming of age kind of experience going to Somalia. Let me read a poem that takes place in Bloomington. The Gathering. We stop not for the pedestrian light, but to watch the courthouse tree, its winter branches quivering with wings like dried leaves, thousands and thousands. As if a gust of wind lifts them, they rise, one cloud into the heavy sky. While they are gone and we stand looking upward as if for fireworks, a man emerges from a parked car, joins our corner. I almost hit someone watching the birds. Starlings, he says. Suddenly they are back, wheeling above our heads, a spiraling molecule of DNA. We remember the news on public radio, only the night before, how dinosaurs were more like birds than lizards. When the birds finally settle and resume the shape of leaves, the sky seems so deserted, like a child's magic stencil board, when the page has been lifted and the writing disappears.
That was Sherry Wagner, Indiana's new Poet Laureate for WFIU Arts. I'm Deshaun Tyree.